The Angels trying to get back to the 500 mark and hand the Yankees their seventh straight loss. Pick it up in the second, already 2-0 Halos, Cole Calhoun facing Pineda.
Line, base hit. Left center field past the dive of Didi. Espinoza scores, Calhoun's at first with a ribby single, and the Angels now have taken a 3-0 lead. Running the Yankees, here's the 2-1. Swung on. A high drive to deep right center field. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Aaron Judge hit one over the auxiliary scoreboard in right center. All rise. Here comes the Judge. And the 2-2. Swung on, line to deep right. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Gary Sanchez hit a line drive bullet in right center field to tie the game. The Sanchino. He carries a big stick. And he hits a high drive to left. Gardner goes back, turns around and looks, and she is gone. Over the auxiliary scoreboard in left center. Gardner was ready to play it off the wall, but it went over the wall into the first row. So Clippard enters the game and may have been promptly homers, and the Angels have a 4-3 lead. To Valbuena. The pitch is hit in the air to deep left center. Hicks going back, way back in left center, and it is gone into Monument Park. Right on the deep left field side of Monument Park, it disappeared. So Luis Valbuena hits a long home run. Pitch is a breaking ball, strike three. Ball game over, Angels win. So the Angels got very good pitching and a whole lot of hitting. And they beat the Yanks in the first game of this three-game series by the score of 8-3.
The Yankees dropped their seventh in a row as they fall to the Angels. Manager Joe Girardi spoke after.
Well, I thought he battled really, really well tonight, considering he had no location of his fastball, basically zero. And he found a way to get through six innings for us. Seemed a little bit better at the end, but, I mean, he really struggled with his command tonight and found a way to get through it. So I give him some credit for that. You know, he had some late action on his ball, and I thought some balls just got off the end of the bats. You know, they were good swings, but they just cut a little bit at the end. Probably kept us from putting some big numbers on the board. But, yeah, I mean, Clip had another tough night. He left some balls up. I think a changeup, a couple sliders, and had a tough night. You know, we're going through a tough time right now. We'll get it ironed out. I mean, these guys have had too much success. You know, Clip's had too much success. You know, these guys have had too much success for this to continue. But right now, it's a struggle. And, you know, it seems like when you have a bunch of things going, and something happens, and then you fix that, and something else happens. So we got to get Clip back. I don't think the first 60 games were, you know, an accident. You know, we played pretty well during those games. So, you know, I mean, every team goes through their down periods. I mean, that's the bottom line. And it can be for a lot of different reasons that you go through it. But I like that club in there, and I've liked it from the beginning, and I still do.
Michael Pineda gets a no decision, allowing three runs, just one earned, in 5 2/3 frames.
You know, in the first, second inning, so the command is not there. But after that, I make adjustment and make a good command and grinding.
What is the mindset right now of you guys as a team as you go through this tough stretch?
You know, it's tough for everybody, but the only thing you can do in life is keep working and keep your head up, and everything's going to change.
At times, even when you don't have your best stuff, you've been able to grind through games, still get your team into the sixth inning or further. What has been the key for you in those games where you don't have your best stuff to keep battling?
Well, you know, like some game you had a great start, and some game you don't have your best start, but you need to figure it out in the mound and keep working and try to execute your pitcher and make adjustments, you know?
Is that something you're finding comes easier this year? Just you've had a more consistent year overall that you're able to battle in those situations maybe better than you did in the past couple of years?
You know, like, we learn every year. Every year we learn and we try to make adjustments. And, you know, this year, so when I had a situation in the game or whatever it is, so I try to step back a little bit and thinking and execute my pitches and working in the game.
Up next, the series against the Angels continues on Wednesday with Jordan Montgomery on the hill.